You're listening to Dot in the I. Intriguing, insightful, intuitive interviews with today's Christian writers.
Welcome back to Dot in the I. I'm Ivy Donovan. We're continuing our interview with award-winning and best-selling author Sarah Sundin and her new book, The Sky Above Us, book two in the Sunrise at Normandy series. And Sarah, in the first segment, we were talking about how everyone loved book one, The Sea Before Us. Now we have book two, The Sky Above Us. And there's at least three books, and they center around three estranged brothers. So for those just joining us, give a quick recap of that series.
Yes, in the Sunrise at Normandy series, we have three brothers who are estranged from each other. They have hurt each other in various different ways. And now they're fighting on D-Day, one on the sea, one in the air, and one on the ground. And, of course, we have women's stories with their love interests. So it's a lot of fun.
And this book talks about or highlights the middle brother, Lieutenant Adler Paxton. You were kind of telling us about his personality, who he is in the first segment. Expand on that a little more, developing his character.
Adler's personality Adler was just a very interesting character for me. I really enjoyed writing him. He's a little edgier, a little harder to like, because he starts off, he is your typical ambitious fighter pilot. He wants to be ace. He wants to be first. Like many middle, he's a middle son, but with a naturally ambitious personality. So he's always wanted to beat his big brother. And that's who he is. He always wants to be first. And now he wants to be an ace pilot, but they made him a wingman. So he's really pushing, to meet his goals. At the same time, he is suppressing his memories of what he has done to hurt his brothers and the pain he feels after losing the woman he really loved. And so he's got a lot of pain and shame in his past that he's just... he tells the heroine early in the story, if it hurts, don't think about it. So that's his philosophy. That's how he's dealt with all this pain for going on 3 years, and it's worked for him, but it's stopping to work for him. He has new friends in his life who start asking probing questions, and the memories start coming out, and he can't deal with them. And finally, it all kind of blows up, and he's forced to deal with them. And how he changes in the rest of the story, how he humbles himself, and how he learns to make himself second. And the wonderful Bible verse where Jesus tells you the last will be first and the first last. And that's the theme verse of the story. How Adler really has to learn that he has to put himself last to serve others. And he does that, which is, it was very exciting for me to watch him change and become a different man.
And The Sky Above Us, of course, has historical accuracy, talking about the buildup to D-Day and battle scenes and this rich romance, which brings in Violet Lindstrom. You told us a little bit about her in the first segment, working for the American Red Cross. Tell us more about her and her personality.
Yeah, Violet was fun to write, too. She is your typical good Christian girl. She grew up in a nice, safe home, and everything's pretty much gone well for her, and she wanted to be a missionary. She wants that with all her heart. She just wants to serve Jesus. And then the man that she wanted to marry, who also dreamed of being a missionary, he broke her heart, and the mission board wouldn't send her overseas as a single woman, and then World War II came, and now she's faced with a situation where she can't do what she dreams of doing. So she joins the American Red Cross, so at least she can be heroic and serve overseas. And she thinks she's going to help poor little refugee children, because that's where her heart is, with children. And she finds herself on an airbase with a bunch of airmen who are foul-mouthed, poorly behaved. And her good girl sensibilities are quite shaken by this. And she has to learn... She realizes that she has been self-righteous and judgmental, and this is very hard for her. She thinks of herself as a good girl, and she's helping those who are the least of these. And she has to come to realize that she is also the least of these, that we're all sinners. And that is a wonderful process for her, and I think it's one that so many women who are raised in happy Christian homes often carry that self-righteousness that we don't even recognize as a sin, but the Lord recognizes it as a sin.
Wow, these rich characters and all the things they're going through. And then there is a best friend in this novel that, if I've read correctly, the best friend of the main character, who is Lieutenant Adler Paxton, his best friend is Nick Weston, and you say he almost stole the show.
Oh yeah. Nick was fun to write. There's a story behind his name. One of my reader friends contributed it, and it is a hysterical story, but it's private. But she has been waiting for Nick's story. And I first pictured him as another fellow swaggering fighter pilot until the very first time he walked on the scene, and he was small, and he had a little clipped step, which he was not swaggering. He was not, and he was quiet and thoughtful. I thought, who is he? And, but I just loved him. He is so patient with, he knows that Adler's hurting. Most people just see the swagger, but Nick sees the pain. And he is so patient with him. He doesn't, he asks the probing questions and, forces Adler to deal with what he's done, but in a non-judgmental way. He just, he's there, he listens. And how he dealt with Adler was such a wonderful, even though he's fictional, he was an example for me on how to deal with somebody who doesn't know the Lord, who doesn't who is living a sinful life. How do you deal with them in a way that forces them to confront who they are without judging them? So I liked watching him. He was unique and fun.
We are talking with award-winning and best-selling author Sarah Sundin and her new book, The Sky Above Us, Book Two in the Sunrise at Normandy series. And Sarah, you mentioned some of the things the characters are going through and a Bible verse that this is centered around. So we've got in Matthew, the last shall be first and the first last, when you were talking about main character Adler Paxton. So many things to learn from these characters. What do you hope your readers get out of it?
I think, I know I personally identify with both Adler and with Violet. I am also, the worst of sinners. And I need God more than anything else. So I am Adler, and I think all of us are. But I've also been the good little Christian girl who finds herself wrinkling her nose at how other people behave. And so I am Violet. And there's so much, and I said that the theme verse really applied to Adler, but it applies to Violet too. She is quick to quote that verse. She sees it in how she's acting, how she is putting herself last by serving people. But she also has to learn it has a different meaning too. And by when she holds herself up above other people and looking down on them, she is making herself first. And she has to come and realize that she is a sinner. She is not better than they are. She is another sinner, just the same as they are. And when she makes that realization, her service changes. I mean, she becomes, instead of being the sweet benefactress, now she is coming along beside them, and it changes how she serves, and it changes who she is as a woman.
Well, Sarah, can you give us a sneak peek for the third brother, the third book you're working on?
Oh yes, I just finished it. I just turned it into my editor, and I love this story. Clay Paxton is the youngest brother. He is going to be an Army Ranger, and these men scaled the cliffs of Point du Hoc on D-Day, which is, I think, one of the most exciting stories on D-Day. And so his story is fun. He is involved with Leah Jones, who is an orphaned librarian, very young. She's only 18 years old, and she's a librarian. And he meets her at the training base. And through their correspondence, and he has been wronged by both brothers. He is the one who stayed home while they both ran away. So he has to work through some serious forgiveness. He thinks he's forgiven his brothers. He's a good guy. He spoke the words, and Leah helps him see that maybe his forgiveness doesn't sink all the way down inside. And meanwhile, she is searching. She was orphaned and separated from her twin sister, her twin baby sisters, and she wants to find them more than anything else in her life. And she has her own journey to go through.
So, can we say that by the end of the three books and the three brothers, do we feel some resolve with the three and what they were dealing with?
Well, we certainly hope so, don't we? That's up to Clay.
I love it. Good answer again. Well, we'll keep our readers wanting more. We've been talking with Sarah Sundin about her book, The Sky Above Us. It's book two in the Sunrise at Normandy series. You can find out more by visiting our website, dotintheeye.com, or go right to Sarah's website, sarahsundin.com. And of course, you can find her on all social media platforms. As always, Sarah, so wonderful to have you come back on the program. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me, Ivy.